Cal's back in. Yeah, we've heard Cal's story before, but yeah. Just recap for people who don't know Cal.
I mean, Cal, I've known for a while now, amazing singer, and it's just a really... He's got an inspirational story in terms of how singing's helped him in terms of dealing with things in his life and things like that. And he had an amazing opportunity to go to America, which is why we got him on last time. Unfortunately, because of his health, that didn't happen. But you've managed to jig a few things around, haven't you, Cal? And make stuff happen. So this American story is going to happen soon.
Yeah, I'm flying out to Nashville on the 2nd of September.
It's all sorted.
Yeah, it's all sorted. So it was going to be San Diego in March, but Nashville in September sounds good as well, don't you mean? So,
yeah,
so I'm working with a team of songwriters and producers, Palmer Global Inc., with Alan McKendry Palmer, who's like the CEO of PGI. So, yeah, really looking forward to that.
Just shows how persistence pays off, doesn't it? To be fair, you've actually worked your little backside off, haven't you? Promoting yourself and, you know, trying to get sort of support and backing for this.
It's what it's all about, mate. Yeah, I mean, like, I was really disappointed when I couldn't go in March. So, I mean, like, there's been a few negatives, but most of the people have been really positive and got behind me with it. So I made up, you know, but people are still supporting me and, you know, This is a new chapter of my life, sort of thing, so really looking forward to it.
It's funny when Nashville is second best, isn't it? It's not really second best, is it?
It just sounds so cool.
It's the one.
It? You could be going out to, like, working Denny's or something, and it still sounds cool. still going to Nashville, isn't it?
How long are you going for, Cal?
2.5 weeks.
Right, 2.5 weeks. You're going to play for us in a moment. Just quickly, I noticed last night you were playing a gig where?
I played a gig at the Belvedere Centre in Wallasey, and that was for autistic children.
Yeah,
and
absolutely
young people,
brilliant.
So.
I was just looking on your social media page then. They invite you along, or what was the story?
Yeah, they've been a massive support to my family over the years, you know, sort of thing. So I thought it was about time to give something back. And I got invited down. They had like a barbecue sort of thing, so they said, you know, come down, play a few tunes, whatever. And yeah, they loved it.
Good
they all got
you.
Involved, so do you know what I mean? I mean, like, it makes me happy to make other people happy, so, yeah, made up of that.
Really nice when I saw that. Right, what are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to do an acoustic arrangement of Lovers and Cigarettes.
Well, it's a 1, 2, fasten your dancing shoes. 3, 4, walk out the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks of your broken little home. With your lipstick perfume, city stains makes me dream of you again. Lipstick perfume, city stains makes me dream of you again. Was it something that you said? Was it something that I read? Looks run out again this time. Looks run out again this time. Lipstick, perfume, city stains makes me dream of you again. Lipstick, perfume, city stains makes me dream of you again. Afraid to love, afraid to lose, afraid of all the looks you choose. Looks run out again this time. Looks run out again this time. Lipstick, perfume, city stains makes me dream of you again. Lipstick, perfume, city stains makes me dream of you again. Again, again, again.
Iceland.
Very good, excellent stuff, Cal.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Really nice.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Bit of country this morning, innit? A little bit of country for everyone on a Friday.
Just one of you themed this today.
it's still Nashville, isn't it?
I'm never that clever.
It's just an accident. It all came together properly. Calak, brilliant.
Thank you so much, mate.
Good luck with your Nashville trip. What are you hoping to achieve at the end of it all?
I'm going out to write for a new release, really. So hopefully, towards the end of the year or next year, I'll have something out sort of in. So,
Do you feel there's a bit of pressure to make sure the trip sort of works properly for you?
I think so, in a way, because obviously it's been crowdfunded, hasn't it? So it's there's a lot of people looking to see me do well and all that. So I'm making
video
proud,
diaries, stuff like
that's
that.
That's the one you're talking about.
Vlogger. Everyone's vlogging.
Facebook Live every day, lad.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gibbo, if you were going to crowdfund something for yourself, what would it be musically?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's a good way to pay for an album, I suppose, isn't it? Because it can be expensive studio time. Mm. So I know a lot of bands kind of do it for an album, really. But I mean, Cal's done it to go out in America, and he's had, as he said, amazing support, really, from a lot of people who want to see him do well, because he's such a nice kid and a talented guy. So best of luck to you.
Nice one, cheers.